Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on sound for anxiety. I think that could be good for Doug here. So, we're going to go through the Medical Sound Association meeting that we did for sound and anxiety in detail and go through all the different ways we can get to a place of peace out of anxiety. But before we oh that so our intention is that people may never have anxiety or n be able to resolve the anxiety very quickly from now on. That's all. Before we get started, though, let's tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We've got another open house coming up on August 25th. It's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we put people on sound tables and sound lounges and the vest, and put them in the vest with six speakers. Oh my God, you're going to be blissed out. We do a lot of meditations on sound as well. And it's from 1 to 5 on Sunday, August 25th, right here in Sausalito, just north of San Francisco. And then we have our next certificate program in person in Sausalito starting September 3rd. It's Monday and Wednesday nights mostly. And then that's half at the Institute and half online. You could actually start the online part just about any time. You can even start next week. It's really about how to use sound for treatments. How to use sound for concerts and sound baths, or to do workshops, and or for specific issues as well. So it's really good for healing yourself, but also we're a vocational school, so we teach many techniques to be able to help others as well. And that's again starts September 3rd. The online part, if you want to do online only, that is, you could actually start next week, July 23rd. Or August 13th. And it still works really well online. We do practice on each other, and then you get to practice on friends and family, and it's really quite effective. We've had a couple of thousand people go through the online program over the years, and people are getting placed and doing work and stuff. It's still really good. The program is really, I think of it as three main goals. One is to learn how sound is the base or vibration, not just sound, but vibration, which includes electromagnetics, color, light, and even the quantum vibrations, how that's the basis of all reality, not only in nature and such, but also in physics. It's the basis of all reality. And then we go through how to get you to a place of peace and stillness. We do have fun and get activated and get blissed out. But to get to a place of peace and stillness over and over and over, so that becomes the norm, and so you can actually help others get to a place of peace and stillness, which is really the best, as we talked about on the last show, for you physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually. And then the last part is to really be able to create a practice and be able to do a job in the field. So we also have a recording program. I wrote not only the main book in sound healing, I wrote the main books in audio recording, The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing, and they are the main books for used in colleges around the world for teaching recording. And so we've got the recording program that teaches you about recording, mixing, and producing, and that's starting September 10th. It's one day a week for a couple hours, and then you've got about 8 hours of lab time that you have to do each week. And it will really teach you how to do recording. And we also have you create actual musical projects as well. So we do a little keyboard work as well, and also some music theory instruction as well. We also have our voice analysis program that we sell. We got a training coming up next Sunday, a week from tomorrow. And so if you buy the program, you can join that. You can also get a treatment for to see what's wrong with you and get whatever frequencies are missing in your voice. The woman who created the program did 20 years of research in hospitals and found different notes that are either missing or too much in your voice correspond to specific issues physically and emotionally. So it's an assessment, but also you get a remedy where you listen to the missing notes. And you can actually do that as a practice yourself with the software that we sell. Okay? But you have to purchase it by this Monday. It's actually on sale right now for $800. It's 10% off. We got a big sale going on at the store. We also have the brainwave assessment software. What we do is we play each of the 12 notes and rhythms and see which one makes you the most peaceful, calm, and still. And then we can give you all of those notes for the actual, for you to be able to do it. Right? So you can buy that full software, or you can just get a treatment yourself as well. That's at yourhomenote.com. Let's see, then we've got the Medical Association, Sound Association. You can find, we'll be talking about that today for anxiety, but we've got over 1,000 doctors that meet bi-monthly to figure out treatment plans for different issues and how to heal every disease there is based on vibration. That's medicalsoundassociation.com. You can join there. And then we also have the voice, Sound Education Association, which is creating treatment plans, or not treatment plans, exercises for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. And we're getting a grant to actually take this into countries around the world and set up private schools and track it and then bring it to the governments. And it's really effective. You can find over 500 exercises for different age groups at soundeducationassociation.com. We also have, if you go to soundhealingcollege.com, you'll see all of the classes. We also have our advanced certificate program coming up, and there's some individual classes you can take there. You don't have to take the whole program. You always do individual classes. And then we have the store with over 400 different products. Again, we've got a actual sale going on right now for 10 to 15% off, and that's through Monday. And so we've got all types of music and CDs. We've got books and videos. We've got vibroacoustics, which are the sound lounges, the sound tables, the sound vests, and pillows and dolphins, a ton of things to vibrate you into bliss and peace. And then we have a full range of instruments, which are frosted bowls, alchemy bowls, the quartzophone, crystal harp, the Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums and rattles, chimes, tuning forks, lots of tuning forks, and then the sansula, free notes, hand pans that are the melodic instruments. We also have sound chambers that we sell, a Miracle iCube, which is a quantum device. We have the biomats that we sell that are amethyst crystal mats with infrared going through them. Really cool on the sound table. And then we have a frequency device that puts frequencies into the water. And then we have sacred geometries and pendant devices. We have color and light therapies. And then the brainwave and voice analysis software there. Again, that's... I didn't say yet. soundoflove.com. We also have our sound therapy center with a wide range of treatments and our sound treatment center online, where you can get an online treatment at soundtreatmentcenter.com. And then the Research Foundation has over 1,000 papers you can check out, a lot of them clinical papers, and also even a database of practitioners as well around the world. So you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. All right. Cool. Okay, so let's talk about sound for anxiety. What we've done with the Medical Sound Association is created detailed treatment plans that go through the medical details, the framework or approach that we're using to approach this issue, the preparation safety guidelines, intake questions, the actual treatments, and then treatments other than sound, and then actual homework you can give to clients or do yourself. This is really good for not only yourself, but for if you're working on somebody with sound as well. And we've got all these different issues that you can check out. There are 30-page treatment plans, but today we're going to be looking at the one for anxiety. So when it comes to the medical details for anxiety, there's quite a few types of anxiety. Ultimately, we should have really detailed treatment plans for every type of anxiety, because it might be a little bit different. Actually, there's two main types we're going to be dealing with today. And one is panic disorder, and the other is generalized anxiety disorder. There's also phobias, which would be maybe dealt with a little bit differently, because you could actually take the phobia and work with sound directly while actually encountering that phobia. But mostly we're going to be working with panic attacks and just basic anxiety. It's not really clear what causes anxiety, but there's a full range of genetics, brain biology and chemistry, hormones, stress level is a big one, environment, having a very shy or withdrawn personality type, traumatic events in childhood, so trauma can create anxiety, current trauma, you can anxiety if you're just in pain, right? Stressful events and situations, poor nutrition, sugar can just do it right there. Some health conditions such as thyroid or arrhythmia, illnesses or disability, substance abuse can totally create anxiety, depression, and death of a loved one. So the truth is each one of these could be dealt with in a little bit different way with sound. And one day we'll have detailed treatment plans for every one of these, because that's where we're heading, to be able to change the whole medical system and have it really so much more effective. Oh, a couple others I left out here. Parental or peer pressure, bullying, solar flares, and CMEs, coronal mass ejections, totally create anxiety. Electronic disturbances like EMF and earthquakes. I remember I had serious panic attack right before the 1989 San Francisco earthquake. I was in the hospital, in fact, just right before it happened. Really sensitive to earthquake energy. There's one more here, and that is just living on the planet, right? I mean, if you are present with anything going on this planet, it can totally create anxiety, because there's so much craziness going on the planet and you know, violence and such. So just being here on the planet and tuning into the whole energy here can actually do it. Of course, there's all types of symptoms. I mean, just anxious thoughts, restless, tense. Physical symptoms could be heartbeat, aches, pains, dizziness, change in behavior as well. The current treatments, the reason we put in the current treatments is because it might give you an idea as to actually how to actually shift those into sound and vibration. So there's prescription drugs, you know, psychotherapy, music therapy, biofeedback, movement, meditation, mindfulness, somatic-based therapies, getting you in your body, applied polyvagal therapy, vitamin B is supposed to be really good, exercise, probiotics, and I've heard even actually for panic attacks, vitamin C, actually. Although, don't take, I can't think of, there's the the seed that's got all the sugar in it. You know, that actually caused a panic attack once. Probiotics, if your stomach's not working well, could help. Acupuncture can help. Massage therapy, body work, energy-based therapies, hypnosis, and exercise. Okay, so the main approach is really the whole deal. It's really the most important part for any treatment plan. So the conceptual framework or approach that or theory behind what we're doing is really number one is peace. Now, last show, we went through in detail all the ways to create peace. And every one of those is really, really effective. Let me kind of review them really briefly here if you didn't hear the last show. Right. So when it comes to peace, you could find just the right frequency for the person's soul or for a part of the body where there's especially a lot of tension. Certain sounds are more peaceful, like the harp, the musical intervals, harmonious musical intervals, and music that's flowing, and especially a slow fade on a crystal bowl that ends really peacefully, or any instrument that fades out slowly. The home note of the key of the song is really good for peace, and slowing down, getting softer and softer and softer until you create a dynamic curve that ends in complete stillness. Sometimes having them play will create peace. Doing voice work, whether it's voice on them or actually just having them do some voice, whether it's toning, chant, or mantra. And then the best, also especially good for anxiety, is sounds on the body, right? Whether it's Tibetan bowls, tuning forks, frame drums, or sound tables, sound lounges, and then brainwave entrainment tuned to the person. We'll talk a little more about this. Right? So all of those are especially good for creating peace and overcoming anxiety. It's really about peace is the whole deal. Now, when it comes to anxiety, though, there's a big difference between panic attacks and just basic anxiety. Panic attacks should be dealt with completely differently than just basic anxiety. Because someone that's got panic attacks is really, really sensitive and really, really fragile. I know, because I used to have panic attacks. It's scary. And also, your system is blown wide open. It's like you become a sponge of any energy around you. So if anybody comes in the room and they've got anxiety, it just makes your anxiety worse because you totally pick it up. Right? Also, there's so many things that are really important. First of all, if someone's having a panic attack, don't ask any questions. I remember thinking when people were asking me questions, you want me to try and think now and actually give an answer to that question? That is so stressful, right? Don't ask people questions. Also, most sound does not work for panic attacks. It will normally make it worse. Crystal bowls can be a nightmare for people with panic attacks. In fact, about the only sound, also other than some music that I've got here, about the only sound that works is a really low frequency soft hum or ooh, ooh. That can even be too much for people, though. The main thing if someone has a panic attack, is do not get entrained into the energy of their panic attack. You've got to hold your own energy and not be entrained into it at all. Otherwise, now you got a panic attack party, right? And they're feeding off your panic, right? So you really have to ground and really be sure you're calm yourself. The one thing I learned that the main antidote for panic attacks is love. I mean, love is the deal. It's, although that may not be appropriate, but if you just run the energy of love and just be still, you could just hold their hand. Oh, sometimes it's not appropriate to touch them. Just hold space. Just sit or talk softly and low and low pitch and very calmly, and really just entrain them into the calmness. You can just know that if you can go to a really peaceful, calm place, they're going to pick up on that big time, right? So that's really the deal. Low light. If there's, you know, if there's any light, any way to create a low light situation, that's really, really excellent. Sometimes people think nature will help. Well, the sound of nature, like ocean or rivers, it's actually too much. Way too much. I found that the ocean sound was way too much when I was having a panic attack. But, you know, maybe anything beautiful, though. Let me put it this way. When people are on panic, having panic attacks, it's like they're on psychedelics. Their system is blown wide open, which means their system is not shut down and it's not really completely frazzled. They can totally go to a higher state of consciousness and get blissed out while having the panic attack. So any way you can bring them into that place. So, you know, nature, a beautiful, beautiful space, creating a beautiful environment in the home or a beautiful space out in nature where it's completely safe, right? Where it's completely safe and no one else is around as well. You don't want other people around at all when they have anybody's having panic attack. There's some music that actually does work really well for panic attacks. Let me play one of the songs. This one is Calm Sleep. I'm just going to play the short version of this. Okay. Calm Sleep. Okay. Oh, I got to share my screen again. Okay. Yeah. Let's hear the sound. There we go. Okay. I know people that said this song saved their life when they were having panic attacks. Right. Okay. Check this out. It's only like 5 minutes here. effective. One thing when someone's having a panic attack, sometimes they'll might start crying. I think it's really important to never touch someone or even talk to them if someone's crying. I think that's the most beautiful release there is. And if you get in the way or ask them, "Are you okay?" It's like people ask me that. I'm like, I'm perfect, actually. I'm finally releasing, right? So unless they look really distraught, I would just completely be still. Don't touch them. Don't hug them. Just be still and hold space and let them cry, right? That's really, really the whole deal. Sound tables for panic attacks are not cool. They're a nightmare. They're way too much energy, way too much vibration. It's really, really not good. There's also couple of things that cause panic attacks. My take on it from having them so much years ago is, first of all, alcohol was my main trigger. About 2 to 3 days after I would drink alcohol, it would go through my intestines, and I would then get a panic attack. So sometimes people think, oh, give people alcohol if they're having a panic attack, it will calm them down. It might help at the time, but actually, even within a couple of hours, as the alcohol clears out, it creates even more anxiety. Also, all the drugs, even what's the main drug? Xanax. I used to have Xanax in my pocket all the time. The Xanax actually weakens your system and makes you more prone to panic attacks. It's really not good. Any of the drugs are really bad for panic attacks. They might help in the moment, but they make you more sensitive later. And so you got to be really careful with those. Panic attacks are also just really, I've got some other music I'll play for you here in a minute, but those are kind of the main things for panic attacks. That's what I was going to say. There's generally, the way I think of it is, a panic attack comes from stress over a long period of time. So you've been so stressed that the cortisol and all of the anxiety hormones build up in the body. And the reason I say this is because I actually found that redwood trees were unbelievable for panic attacks. I mean, they would get rid of the panic attacks. Just hug a redwood tree. It was so effective, right? And then I got rid of a panic attack once, and then I went home and went to sleep, and I woke up at 2 in the morning, and I had this buzz in my intestines. It was like, at that point, I knew how to get rid of the panic attack, so I didn't freak out. But I knew that there were still these hormones in my gut. And so it takes a little while for them to clear out, maybe even a couple of weeks. So the trick is to get someone to a place of peace and over and over and over. Because here's the big problem with panic attacks. When people get really anxious in the panic attack, it creates more cortisol. It's this feedback loop that makes it even worse. So the panic attack creates more panic, right? So the trick is to be able to get to it and be in a place of peace over and over and over as much as possible until those hormones, those anxiety hormones, clear out. So we'll play some more music for panic attacks in just a little bit. The trick is really to be able to be at peace and not have regular anxiety build up over time. Right? Okay. So now let's talk about just regular anxiety. It's quite different because people that have regular anxiety, it kind of often it comes and goes, right? So you might actually be able to handle, totally handle a sound table or any sound instrument. In fact, maybe banging a gong could get that anxiety out. Whereas people that are really fragile from the panic or from the anxiety, they are not going to be able to actually handle any hardly any sound at all. So with, again, it's all about peace. It's getting people to a place of peace is really the most important aspect. Right. Now, so for regular anxiety, the sound table, there's nothing better than the sound table. If I have anything anxious going on, the sound table is just the very best. Right. So, let's see. Here we go. So, also, brainwave entrainment tuned to the person. Now, to actually have your note, been be able to listen to your note and your rhythm will actually take your nervous system back to its stable, consistent vibration of peace. So actually playing each of the 12 notes and seeing which one makes you the most peaceful, we actually play the notes and the rhythms, can be really effective to get you back to the peace and have you just listen to a CD or download in your key. That's really effective. Right? Again, sound on the body is just so effective. I mean, a Tibetan bowl on the body, a big Tibetan bowl, 10 to 12 inch especially, is really nice. Or a tuning forks on the body. Tuning forks can be incredible for anxiety, especially when you learn the different acupuncture points. But just to do all vertebrae, both sides of the vertebrae with two forks, and do every vertebrae on both sides, that could totally calm a person out. Or especially, I would not recommend high frequency forks more than low frequency forks to actually get rid of the anxiety. This is not for panic attacks. This is a little too much for panic attacks. We're talking just anxiety. But also the kidney one on the bottom of the foot is really good. Anywhere, just to do like 15 minutes on the bottom of the feet with tuning forks is just the best. I really like the Schumann forks because that's the main frequency that people are tuned to on this planet. It's a frequency that vibrates in the atmosphere, so the Schumann fork can be really good. But if you have a bunch of different forks, you could simply play them for the person and have them say which one feels the most peaceful. But then, after you deal with getting people to a place of peace, you can actually work with them on what the triggers are. Now, if someone's having panic attacks, you don't talk about anything. You don't talk about the triggers. In fact, the triggers, talking about the triggers can trigger the panic attack. You really don't. Even if someone is not in a panic attack but's had panic attacks in the last week, you don't want to ask them what triggers your panic attack, because even talking about it can cause a panic attack. So, but if the person's just dealing with anxiety, it can be really cool. It's nice to actually get them to a place of peace with a sound treatment at first, before you start talking with them, because then they'll be in a much more peaceful place to really explore. And so this is for someone that's just having basic anxiety. So the main thing is, how do you deal with the triggers when they happen? So you really want to talk to them about what are the triggers. And it could be a person, it could be a situation, it could be job, it could be work, it could whatever it is. What are those triggers? And then there's so many different ways to work with sound while a trigger is happening. The first thing is to simply do any vowel. And you could even do it silently. Because, you know, if you're in the midst of a trigger, you're not going to be able to actually be able to make a sound out loud. I found that actually doesn't help if you're in a situation. If you're in an argument, especially. But you can do sound silent. If you can make it out loud, do any vowel, right, in the midst of the trigger. If you have something that's creating anxiety. Or just do like a really loud om or any vowel, or hum silently. So it's like, ooh, but silently. Because all the vowels are stable, consistent vibrations, and they will overcome any chaotic vibrations of anxiety. Now, what you can also do if you have a situation at home and you've got a crystal bowl, or, you know, it's nice to get the different sound healing instruments yourself and be able to actually play them and tone along with them whenever you actually have anxiety, because they're easy. I mean, that's the definition of sound healing instruments, are instruments that anybody can play. So that's really cool to be able to just do that. Of course, there's different music you could actually use for anxiety as well. In fact, you should make your own playlist. Make up a playlist of music, whether it's on Spotify or put it in iTunes, so you've got like the mellowest music there is. Or just, you know, find a station. I mean, there's so many relaxing stations on Spotify and such. So that can be just that right there. But not only that, to be able to use music through the day if you can. You know, when I'm working, I've got some really mellow music going, so I don't get anxious when I'm actually getting really mental and working mentally. So music, to have your own playlist can be really, really good. Again, you're not going to be dealing with these triggers if someone is really fragile. The other thing is to have different exercises that get them in their body. And it could be toning, it could be sound on the body, but it's also to be able to just tune in to the actual, your body, and be present in your body. One thing is to simply breathe, do a slow breath at the tempo that feels right for you. Just do a very slow breath. Right? That one's really good to practice. And then another one is to just feel all the parts of the body, especially to feel gravity pulling you to the center of the earth. That's the most grounding little exercise I've come up with for grounding and being in your body, is feel gravity in your body pulling you to the center of the earth. I really especially like the base of the spine. But then we got the holding frequency class, which is actually coming up. If you wanted to sign up for that class on Tuesday, the 23rd, we go through 11 techniques to be at peace in the midst of a challenge or a conflict. You can just let it be in your body and breathe, like we just said, or be in the moment. Be that point of awareness that's watching whatever is going on. That point of awareness is perfectly still. That camera, that witness that is watching it, is perfectly still. Be that point of awareness. Be that stillness. Right? You can do toning. You could also bring gratitude to the challenge. Thank you for this growth. Because often we have anxiety with challenges and conflict. And when you realize that this is helping you grow, that takes away the anxiety from it. You can even welcome it once it's here. Don't bring it on. Just after it's here, welcome it. Right? But you can also bring compassion. Why is this challenge there? Why is this person hurting you? It's because they're lost. It's because they're entrained into the selfishness of our society for tens of thousands of years, right? That's really the whole deal. It's not their fault. So you bring compassion to the situation or the person that's bringing you this anxiety. But the easiest one is just send love to them. Send love, and send love to the situation. Send love to yourself. Make the sound of love. Send love to your own heart when you're in this anxiety. Again, love is the ultimate. The ultimate antidote for panic attacks and anxiety. And then what you can do also is you can actually go to a place where imagine that all anxiety is gone. What would it feel like if there was no more anxiety in your life? Right? And the situations, the actual triggers that create anxiety, you are now grounded, present, and ready to deal with it. And there's zero anxiety created by it. What would that feel like in your body? It's really cool to think of all the situations that create anxiety and imagine being completely at peace no matter what when they happen. That's really cool. Okay, so now you've got that in your mind when it happens. Right. So then you make the sound of what it would be like if there's no more anxiety in your life. Here's the sound I would make. Really nice to really get to the place also where you are ready and figure out ways to deal with the anxiety, the triggers, right? All the different things we've said, but knowing that you can make it through and even learn from it. So now it's exciting. Instead of creating anxiety, you basically the whole thing is getting over the fear, because the fear is often the thing that creates anxiety. It's all perfect. It's all perfect. Now, there's one other thing that's really effective for anxiety, and that's a chakra treatment that I've shared before, where you tune into each chakra at first, you just listen for a frequency at the base of your spine. Listen for your frequency. And then imagine it humming there. This is really good for panic attacks. You don't do it out loud. Just imagine it vibrating there. And then do the same for the second chakra, third, heart chakra. Take your time on each one. Do like 5-10 minutes each. And then do the throat chakra. Find a frequency you're getting. It's not important that you get the right frequency for each chakra. Just so you're getting a stable, consistent vibration, which is any vowel. Imagine it vibrating at each chakra. Throat chakra, third eye, and then crown. And that got rid of my panic attacks every time. So that all fear was completely gone. It's such a effective meditation. Everybody I've shared it with has been able to use it and get rid of any panic attack or anxiety, because anxiety is much easier than panic attacks. Also, my chakra guided meditation CD, which is actually online as well. You used to do a search for chakra guided meditation. It's the one where I walk you through tuning into all 7 chakras at the same time. That's really effective as well. tuning into multiple things at once and being present in your body with all the chakras is so, so, so effective. Okay? So you might check those out as well. Let me play my Sound of Love CD. Sound of Love is really effective as well. I'll just play the short version here. Oh, let me share my screen or share my sound. And we'll end with the Sound of Love. Okay. Here's the Sound of Love. Again, love is the best antidote there is for panic attacks or anxiety. I remember when I had panic attacks, I would play that on guitar and I would start crying, and the panic attack would be completely gone. Take a look at the Medical Sound Association site. There's way more details. We only got through about half of it, of the treatment plan for anxiety. I mean, we've got homework you could do. There's full range of other things in there that you can do besides sound as well at Medical Sound Association, and then look for the integrative therapy side. So again, our intention is that all anxiety is gone on this planet. Hold that intention at least for the rest of the day and the week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes ahead. Thanks for listening and take care.